If you look at the book of Joel in chapter number 2, the book of Joel, chapter number 2 from verse 1, hallelujah. In Joel chapter number 2 from verse 1, it talks about what it says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is near and it is at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of cloud and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, and there had not been even like them. Neither shall there be thereafter. He says, for many years and for many generations. The Bible says, blow the trumpet in Mount Zion. He said, blow the trumpet in the mountain. He says, for the day of the Lord cometh. And the Bible says, it is at hand. It says, a day of darkness and of thick darkness. If you look at what is happening today, you will see that darkness seems to be covering the face of the earth. We are now in a season whereby evil is being celebrated as good. If you look at what is happening on the social media today, in your television, if you go and look around you in your neighborhood, you will see that darkness is about to take over the face of the earth. And the Bible says, you know, it is a day of darkness. And the Bible says, of thick darkness. Hear me. We are in the days whereby, you know, the hearts of men is failing them. We are in the days where people no longer have, you know, security or, you know, assurance anymore. The days where someone greets somebody in the morning, you know, and the next day you hear the same person is dead. The days where a lot of things are happening. And, you know, you can't even trust the political system anymore. We are in the days where you can't trust the economy anymore. We are in the days of darkness. The Bible says in the book of Joel chapter 2, if you read it, it said, as the darkness spread, you know, on the face of the earth, it says, I see a new group of people rising. Hallelujah. In the midst of the darkness, the Bible says a new group of people will rise up. And when the Bible talks about a new group of persons, the Bible is talking about you and me. Are you listening to me? God is raising a general in the midst of the darkness that covers the earth. God is raising men and women. Men that are going to be full of fire. Men that will not allow darkness to cover the earth. Because the Bible says, ye are the light of the world. God is raising you and me. You know, as I was studying this scripture, my eyes fell in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, where Elijah went to the Lord and he was so discouraged and was afraid for his life. He ran, and the Bible says he ran for his life. He fled because, you know, Jezebel had, you know, proposed to take his life the next day. Now, these are the eras that we are, that when you speak the truth, they will come after you. And the Bible says Elijah was so discouraged, and he found himself in a place, and he says, God, take my life. And he says, they've killed all the prophets, and they've stoned everyone that is bearing the name of the Lord. We're in the days where there's persecution. Have you realized that they can persecute you right now for doing what is right? I was even told on social media right now that what is happening right now, that there are certain messages that when you begin to preach, somehow, somehow they'll just block you. You don't know? Check it. Somehow they'll restrict you because the enemy is fighting against the truth. We're in the days, we're in school, our young ones are being confronted in schools, you know, by people who are doing what is wrong. And, you know, when you're doing what is right, you look like as though you are outdated. That's the days that we are. But Elijah was crying to God and says, they've killed all the prophets. They've stoned everyone. And God said to Elijah, said, make no mistake, I've left for me 700 men. 700 that have not bowed down to what? To Baal. I have left for me 700 that have not kissed the feet of Baal. And I see among us here men and women that God has kept in the secret place that is about to manifest. You're about to manifest. You're about to manifest. There's some of you, God is working on you. Some of you are having experience and you don't understand. Why am I having this experience? Some of you are going through things and you're wondering, why am I having this kind of experience in my life? Why is the Lord taking me through this process? You know, I was sharing with some group of brethren yesterday when I was ministering to them. I said, something happened to me in February. I lost a very dear friend. And in February 24th, and while I was weeping over the death, you know, of this person, the first week and the second week, and the third week, I felt a burden in my heart to wait upon the Lord. And I realized that I just began to wait upon the Lord, and I said, let me wait for 5 days. Let me fast for 5 days. And I fast for 5 days because I felt in my heart there's this grace that follows the number five. And while I was fasting, on the fifth day, I felt a deep hunger in my spirit to make it 7 days. You know, seven is a figure of perfection. And I said, let me increase the fast to 7 days. And I waited 7 days. And when I got to 7 days, I said, if you do 7 days, why not make it 14 days? So I found myself going for the 14th day. And when I was getting close to the 14th day, I said, there's power in the number 21. Daniel fasted for 21 days. Why not make it 21 day? So I went 21 day. When I was getting to 21 day, I said, wait a minute. Jesus fasted for 40 days. Why take it 21 days? Make it 40. So I increased it to 40 days. And when I was getting close to the 40 days, somebody began to speak to me and said, Jesus, the disciples asked Jesus, how long should a man, you know, offend a friend and he forgives? And Jesus says, 70 times 7. I said, that means there's power in 70 days. If you do 40, push it to 70. So I pushed it to the 70 day. And when I got to this, getting close to the 70 day, somebody says, if you can do 70, you can do 90. So I found myself trying to take it to the 90 day. When I got to the 90, when I was getting close to the 90 day, somebody said to me, wait a minute, June 25th is a special day in your life. Why not just make it up to June 25th? And hear me, by June 25th, it will make it 105 days. But right now, I'm about, is it 90 something? I've lost count. What am I trying to say? God is creating an hunger in the heart of people to seek him. There are some of you, you are here. There's a deep hunger in your heart. And God is creating an hunger because of what God is about to do in your life. Don't allow anybody to discourage you. I see fire. I see revival breaking forth from the inside of you. If you go to the book of Joel, chapter 2, if you read it down, he says, in the midst of all of this, then he says, in the next verse, he says, a great people and a strong people shall rise up. He said, the world have not seen them before. They've never seen this kind of people. And the Bible says, this man, if you look at verse number, you know, look at verse number 2. It says, a fire devoureth, you know, verse number 2 says, a day of darkness and of thick darkness and of gloominess, thick darkness covered the face of the earth. But if you look at the next verse, it says, a fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burned. And the land is like the Garden of Eden that is before them, and behind them is a desolate wilderness. God is raising a generational kind of people who before them, they see the Garden of Eden. They see beauty. Men that are going to walk out of things. They're going to walk out of, you know, pain. They're going to walk out of sickness. They're going to walk out of, you know, where they are. Men whose eyes are going to be where they're going. God is raising people. People who sometimes, you know, when people look at you, they say you are bad because you don't fit into the system of this world. God is raising men with hunger, men with passion, men with burning hunger, burning passion in the inside of them for the kingdom. Now, my question is, are you one of them? Are you one of these people that God is raising? Help me ask the next person. Are you one of this generation that God is raising? Ask the next person. Say, are you one of them? Turn to him. Ask him, are you one of these persons that God is raising? Ask him, are you one of them? Look at him and ask him. Ask him, are you one of them? Are you one of the people that God is raising? God is raising a generational army. Men and women that are not going to take no for an answer. I'm going to give you a few qualifications and then we'll start praying. These people that God is raising, for you to understand these people. Number one, you know, these are people who are not going to compromise. For those of you that are writing, write it down. They're not going to compromise evil. They're not going to compromise evil in the school. They are not going to compromise evil. They are not going to compromise. They are not going to accept what the government have to say. You know, this group of people. I'm not saying they're going to break the law. But they are not going to do what is not in line with God's word. These are the men that God is raising. They will not do. They will not bow down to the system of this world. Listen, I tell you, that's the kind of army God is raising. Men that will not succumb. Men that will not compromise. They will not lower the standard. They will stand for righteousness. Number two, kind of persons that God is raising. These are men whose focus will be on the kingdom. Their focus will be on the kingdom. Their mind will not be behind. Their mind will not be on worldly pleasure. Their mind will not be on the things of this world. Yes, they will have it. That we have it all. Let me tell you something. God is going to bless many of you that are looking at me. God is going to bless you. He will bless you with all kinds of things. But listen, your heart will not be there. I'm blessed with 3 children, 2 girls and 1 boy. But one of the things I've trained each of my daughters and my son is not to put their hearts in anything that God has blessed us with. Our heart is not tied to anything. Our heart is tied to the kingdom. These are people who are going to be connected to the kingdom. Oh, when you're privileged to have it, bless God. Paul says, I've learned to do what? To live in abundance. I've also learned to live when there is nothing. Are you listening to me? Yes, these are people who will not be influenced by the things of this world. Turn and ask the next person, are you influenced by the things that are happening around you? Are you influenced by the things of this world? Yes. Listen, they're going to own properties, but yet their heart will not be in these things. Yes, they will be blessed with money, but the money will not get into their head. They will be lifted by God, but yet they're humble. These are the men God is raising. Yes, they are humble. The more you see them, you know, the more you can't understand the mystery behind them. These are the kind of men God is raising. And this morning, I see men and women that God is working on. God is not yet through with you. I said, God is not through with you. God is taking you somewhere. You are going to bring revival to your generation. You are going to bring revival to the men and women that are around you. Number three, qualification for this man. Number one, remember I told you, these are people that are not going to compromise. Number two, they're going to be focused. Number three, they'll be men of vision. Men of vision. They are going to be men of vision, men and women of vision. The Bible says, my people perish where there is no vision. Where there is no vision. It says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. They are going to be people of knowledge and people of vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Listen, if you don't have vision, you cannot go to your next dimension. You need vision. God is raising men and women with vision. Every day they have something that they are doing. They are not jobless people. They are not people without, you know, focus. They are people with vision. We're going to pray. We're going to speak to God. We're going to talk to God and say, God, give me a vision. God, anoint my eyes. Give me vision. Give me vision for my next generation. Give me vision. There are going to be men that are occupied. You know what Jesus said? He said, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. There are going to be people who are, you know, they have something doing at every given time. Are you a man of vision? A man of vision never die. A man that is with vision has something doing at all time. There are going to be men of vision. Yes. Number four, there are going to be men of strong character. Strong character with strong principle. Write it down. There are going to be men with strong character and strong principle. They have character. You know, we have so many persons in the ministry today. They are full of the Holy Spirit, but without character. And that's the problem. We have half-baked Christians. They speak in tongues on Sunday. Then on Friday, they are in the club. That's not the kind of people God wants to use. God wants to use men and women who will be full of, principles. Who will not break their rank. If you read that book of Joel, you'll see it down for the sake of time. He said they will not break their rank. They are not people who will hit below the belt. They are disciplined men and women. They are people of noble character. They are men and women of strong principles. And the next one, before we begin to pray, there will be men of supernatural power. Oh my God. They are going to be people of supernatural power. They are going to carry supernatural power. You know, when they pray, the presence of God will come down. There are people who will walk in so much anointing. So much anointing that when you come around, you just feel the presence of God. A friend of mine was sharing with me that, you know, she spent so much time to pray in her room. And when she came out, she was trying to go through the staircase. The daughter, her own daughter, saw her and fell under the anointing. That's what we're talking about. There are going to be people that carry supernatural power. Remember what happened to Elijah? You know, the Bible says on his grave, they threw a dead man and the dead man came back to life. How many of you want to carry supernatural power? Lift up your hands. You want to carry supernatural power? How many of you need supernatural power? Stand up on your feet. You need supernatural power. Every one of you stand up. You need supernatural power. You want to be a man and a woman with the power of God. You want to walk in the anointing. These men will be men of supernatural power. They will not be ordinary people. The Bible says fire devoured before them. You know, they are going to be people who carry the anointing. They are not going to be empty, you know, ordinary people. You know, why we don't see the power of God today in the church is because there are too many messages, too much strategy. Too much strategy, too much whatever, but yet there's no presence. But the presence of God is going to be made real. How many of you want to carry the presence? You want God to use you in this end time. Let me see your hands up. You want to walk away from all those, you know, you want to walk away from those gymnastic, those excitement. You want to see the real power. My cry is to see the real power. I am tired of show in the church. I am tired of Christianity without power. The Bible says, in the days of his power, the people shall be willing. I am tired of Christianity without the power of God. I need the power. How many of you need the power? But how does the power come? Does the power come in the supper room? Does the power come in the dining table? The power comes in the secret place. The place of waiting. Of waiting upon the Lord. The power comes. I was sharing with some group of brethren yesterday. I said, you know, it was my daughter's birthday on the 7th. And then on the 8th, I decided to do a conference call with them. Two of them were in South America. One of them is here with me. And we did a conference call. And we meant the conference call to just be for 30 minutes. You know, I just wanted to talk to them and to pour into them. As we began to talk on the video call, the power of God hit. We started around a few minutes after 10. The presence of God was so much that the anointing broke through the camera. And the anointing was on the other end. We didn't end the prayers and the presence that was there till around 4:30 in the morning from 10 o'clock. The fire of God was there. They were praying in the Holy Ghost. They were lost in the Spirit. That's what we're talking about. When the power comes, people around you will know that you carry the power. The power is not just speaking in tongues, rabba, ba, 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 ba. No. There must be evidence. Lift up your hands. Tell God, fill me with the power. Give me desire. Give me a burning desire. I want you to pray. I want you to speak to God. Say, God, give me a burning desire for the presence. Give me a burning desire for the presence. I need the fire. I need the glory. I need the fire. God, I want to walk in the supernatural. There is a revival that is about to take place. God, use me. I want to be used by you. I want your presence. I want your anointing. I want the supernatural. I want your grace. Yes, open your mouth and begin to pray.